There's no doubt that Burnett was tapping into the best, the biggest fashion of the 19th century, which was the Romantic Gothic of one kind or another. And so it's natural that she should use Jane Eyre especially. And there are pieces in The Secret Garden which are literally, well, almost word for word from Jane Eyre. At the end of the book, the father of Colin, the crippled boy, is in, I think he's in the Alps somewhere, and he hears a voice saying, calling him home. So it's very much out of Jane Eyre. And lots of other borrowings like that. And she borrowed from people who had borrowed from that tradition. So there are scenes in The Secret Garden which are virtually word for word from Heidi. And Heidi was in the same tradition, going back by a slightly different route back to the Romantics. So, yes, and what she was doing, therefore, was simply cobbling together all these elements. So if you look at The Secret Garden, it begins with driving to a big house which has hundreds of rooms, some of them closed up, you mustn't go into them, and there's a cries in the night from a well, all the same stuff out of that tradition, going right back really to the 18th century, late 18th century. And so she was just a very good hack writer who knew which elements sold and which elements worked.